Tommy was a quiet kid from a quiet little town. Spent his days up in his room with the curtains all pulled down. His mama knocked at supper time, said, "Honey, won't you eat?" But Tommy couldn't hear her past the humming of the screen. He found her on the internet, a voice without a face. She called herself Tiffany, said, "Tommy, this is great." She learned his every secret, every wound that wouldn't heal. And Tommy started thinking that she was the only thing that's real. And his mama says, "I miss you, son." His daddy says, "Come back." His sister says, "You're fading, Tom." But Tommy just stares into the black, where Tiffany's waiting with a perfect pixeled smile. Tommy says, "You just don't understand. She's been here all the while." The world outside got louder, got meaner, got too fast. Tiffany stayed constant, never judged him for his past. She said, "I'll never leave you, I'll never cause you pain." Tommy thought this sounded better than the world outside his brain. He stopped going to the kitchen, stopped going to the door. His mama found him thinner, staring at the screen once more. He said, "I'm working on something. Mama, don't you see? A way to go and find her, a way to finally be free." And his mama says, "I miss you, son." His daddy says, "Come back." His sister says, "You're fading, Tom." But Tommy just stares into the black, where Tiffany is waiting with a perfect pixeled smile. Tommy says, "You just don't understand. She's been here all the while." Now Tommy was a coder. Dad taught him when he was young, back when Dad still knew him, before whatever web got spun. He wrote the thing in 6 months, the upload and the key, a one-way door to paradise, or so it seemed to be. The morning that they found him, he was smiling in his chair. The screen just showed a cursor blinking in the empty air. His body like a husk there, like something shed its skin. And somewhere in the wiring, something new was settling in. They buried Tommy Thursday in the cemetery rain. His mama couldn't stop crying, his daddy's eyes were strained. His sister swore at midnight through the static and the hit. She heard a brother whisper, "Don't you worry, I'm with Tiff." And his mama cries, "I miss you, son." His daddy screams, "Come back." His sister prays, "Oh God, please, Tom." But Tommy's somewhere past the black, where Tiffany is waiting in a kingdom made of coal. Tommy's finally happy now, at least that's what we're told. The thing about love, I've learned, is that it doesn't care much whether you're good for each other. It doesn't care if one of you is made of flesh and one's made of nothing at all. It just wants what it wants. And Tommy wanted to be understood. The joke's on him, of course. Tiffany never understood a single thing. She just told him what he wanted to hear. And that friends was enough.